This is Camel 2 training. You'll need the two PDF files on your computer. You can listen and look at the pages. A total of 4 pages, 2 on one PDF file, 2 pages on the other PDF file. So pull up right now the PDF file entitled Camel 2 Training Overview. And of course, you see the first page there. You'll see the 6 lessons. I've given the estimated time that you can expect for each of the lessons being 1 hour. Notice that the first lesson, the initial meeting, I have 2.5 hours. Should not go longer than that. That's about all people can handle. The first meeting is longer only because we have to work through some issues of fear and vision casting and strategy. So that's all you have to do is show the people you're training this first page. Now they know where they're going. They're going to have 6 lessons. First lesson is going to be a little bit longer than the others. Each time you meet, you'll have time for reporting. You'll give the new lesson, take time to practice with each other, and then send them out and repeat this process all the way through. The second page of the Camel overview is your notes for lesson 1. I told you that lesson 1 is longer than the other lessons, and so now we are starting lesson 1 with this page. At the top of the page, it says introduction. The first thing you want to do is to talk about why are we not sharing, and to draw this out, we need to have a little confession, some time of getting out what I say, getting out that bitterness that acts and serves like a cancer. And bitterness will just run rampant through your body and through your soul. And everyone that lives in a Muslim context has a reason to not like Muslims. Maybe they were, you know, hurt, or their kids were yelled at going to school. But they have built up over time these pieces of bitterness. And this is a great place to start the training, which is to confess it, get it out. If you can get people to confess it out loud, and all it takes is one person to say, I have a root of bitterness. And then other people should come right out and say, well, I too have bitterness. And we cannot go forward in this training without addressing this bitterness. And we need to close this time with a prayer of removing it, getting freedom from the bitterness. The second thing that you see there is, we call it facing the giants. And you'll see why we call it that in just a second. But I have found that the reason why people are not sharing the gospel with Muslims, not even approaching them, is because of fear. Maybe it's fear of what Muslims, how they will react, but more so in fear of, I don't know what to say, and I could mess this up. What if I don't have an answer? So this fear is great, and we need to take the time of the people we're training and address it. So here's how we can address it. We're going to use the scriptures to tackle this area here. And this comes from the T4T book. And you'll notice in there that we're pulling it out, and we're going to use the story of David and Goliath as our starting point, and talk about how in Israel, let's just say if a older brother wanted to scare a younger brother in Israel in this time of David, if they wanted to scare their younger brother at nighttime before bedtime, older brothers are notorious for scaring younger brothers. Well, what they're going to do is they're going to tell little brother a story about a giant, because everybody's afraid of giants. And I'm sure this was probably taking place in Israel, because by the time they get the whole Israel army is on one side of a ditch, and the Philistine army with Goliath is on the other side, and the whole army is shut down because of this one giant over there. Well, David steps out and he kills the giant. And what we say about this is that someone had to be first to go out and face that giant. Then you want to look in 2 Samuel 21, verses 15 through 22. And here in these verses, you will see four more giants are killed. David is an old man by this time, and he goes out to the battlefield, and a giant is about to kill him. And one of his men steps up and kills that giant. That's giant number two killed. And then you can read the rest of the passage and see that these other giants are killed. At one time in Israel, everybody is petrified by giants. But now, after the killing of so many giants, killing giants is old hat, is old news. No more can older brothers scare younger brothers with scary giant stories because younger brothers know, "Oh man, we kill giants all the time. I'm not afraid of giants." But this all started because someone was first. As you're training this group, they're probably the first wave of, they represent the first wave of people going out in this community and sharing the gospel with Muslims and approaching them. And you just want to remind them that just be patient. If you will go out and be the Davids, be the first ones out there and give it a shot and try your hardest, it won't be long until the church body is saying, "Muslims? Oh, we share with Muslims all the time." The next section is called encouragement, and we want to use some fast facts to just throw onto the table. If the story of David and Goliath doesn't help people, maybe this will help. But you want to tell them these things that I've written here, three items there. More Muslims have come to faith in Jesus in the last 2 decades than all of Islamic history combined. Let them soak on that, ask questions about that. That's a quote from David Garrison. And the next one is also a study from David Garrison. He completed 1 year of going around the world. Wherever he heard of a movement, there he was investigating, collecting data, surveys. Lots and lots of people were interviewed in this thing. And of course, a movement by David Garrison's definition is at least 1,000 Muslims or 100 churches have been started in this movement over the last 10 years. If it fell underneath that, he did not count it in his survey. So you can go and, of course, be acquainted with this seminar that David does. And I gave you the website there on ethnicity.com. You can go and listen to David roll out his book and what it's all about. Probably in your training, you don't need to give everything, all the history that David gives in that webinar, but you do get the idea of this is a very amazing day that we live in. Since 2000, these 69 movements have emerged. It's an unprecedented time, and it ought to be encouragement for everybody. This is the greatest time to be sharing with Muslims. And then finally, I found the study of dreams, and you can ask people in your group there, does anybody know of a Muslim who has had a dream? It's possible, depending on where you live, somebody in the group will have a story of a Muslim who, a firsthand story of a Muslim who has had a dream. And so you want to draw that out, and you need to have some stories as well. You can go into the old camel book. I gave an entire chapter of dreams that I have come across. And you can go on the internet and you can find many stories there as well. Finally, we want to talk strategy. Very, very quickly, not elongated here, but just let them know that Jesus did have a strategy for going out, and this strategy for Muslim evangelism works really well. We can say this strategy that Jesus has, that Luke has captured and given us here, actually keeps you more safe, because when you go through these three chapters, you will begin to understand that, number one, God is already at work out there. He has a forceful person, the person that we're looking for. We're not trying to go out and make something happen among the Muslim community. You're sending people out of your training to go out and find something happening. Big difference. People get hurt when they try to make something happen. But in these, in Luke 8, 9, and 10, you will find that Jesus tells him the people what to say, and also gives them the freedom and actually the direction. If people are not responding here, you leave that area and you kick the dust off. Overall, the person we're looking for, the person who's going to start a movement, is like a needle in a haystack. And the more people we train means the more people looking for that needle in a haystack. This ends the first part of the introductory session number one, and we'll go into session number one, part two, with another page.